We are now just months away from the official count for the national population. April 1st is officially the census day, but efforts have been underway for quite some time to make sure the count is as accurate as possible, and the ramifications run deep. I'm David Fair, and here at 89.1 WEMU, we've teamed with the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development to bring you a series of monthly reports on the local issues surrounding the upcoming census. Today, our focus will be on the impacts the census can have on a number of essential community services. Our first guest is Teresa Gelati. She serves as director of the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development, and thank you for the time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Ruth Crown is Deputy Health Officer at Washtenaw County Public Health, and thank you for coming in and spending a little time with us.
I'm excited to be here.
So, Ruth, why, in your estimation, is the census essential to the services you provide the community?
A huge amount of the funding that comes to the health department actually comes through the state. But it doesn't come directly from the state. It actually comes from the federal government. And 90% of the decisions of how much money come to the state are made based on the census numbers. So that affects areas like maternal and child health, community mental health, immunizations, reimbursement for Medicaid. All of those things are affected by the census numbers.
When we had the census in 2010, did the numbers reflect accurately our community to the point where you had the funding necessary for that 10-year period of time?
I think in a lot of areas it was accurate, but in some other important areas it was not accurate. So what we see overall is a fairly good count in Washtenaw County, but we see some areas where there are large undercounts. When we look at, say, the homeless population, when we look at people who are lower income, people who are maybe bouncing around from house to house, immigrants, and also EMU students.
Teresa Gelati, Ruth is talking about some of the manners in which her department will be impacted. And while some of yours are separate, all of these work in concert with one another to determine our quality of life in Washtenaw County, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. I mean, so many of these programs that we receive funding for are for basic infrastructure and human services. Everything from roads, a lot of our programs are related to community infrastructure, affordable housing. Our partners receive federal funding for housing choice vouchers. All of these are dependent on the census counts, because what that's going to mean is more funding that's going to come in through these formula allocations to support those residents.
Is that your greatest fear then, an undercount?
Absolutely. We found that we'd perform fairly well, as Ruth was saying, for Washtenaw County. The east side didn't do as well. Part of that is the combination of lower income households, student households, some communities of color that don't participate at the same levels. And those are the areas that we're trying to reach and our partners are trying to reach to get the word out about why the census is important.
As the 2020 census starts to roll in, Ruth Crowd, how will you take that information and make your plans moving forward for how you can serve the community in the best way you can?
One thing is publicity. The health department is very interested in letting people know that, for instance, there is not going to be a citizenship question. For letting people know that it doesn't matter, they can still take the census even if they're not on the lease of an apartment. The census is not checking with landlords. We are working on ways that we'll be able to provide opportunities for people to take the census when they're in the WIC office or in the Washtenaw Health Plan.
Because places the census, they might consider a safe place.
Yes, and also because the census is now going to be online and by phone. And so you don't have to have that piece of paper that you misplaced. You can just dial it up on your phone. And we'll be giving people instructions how to do that.
You are listening to Census 2020. It continues on 89.1 WEMU as we explore impacts of the upcoming national population count. We are talking with Teresa Gelati, who serves as director of the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development, and Ruth Crowder, is deputy health officer at Washtenaw County Public Health. When we talk about community outreach and community engagement, Teresa, you've been spending a lot of time already reaching out to the entirety of the population, but particularly those most at risk of being undercounted. What has been the feedback to you? Is there a growing sense of trust in the process, or are we still accommodating some fear in the community?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. What's been great is the county has worked with, you know, places like the health department and so many other county departments, community agencies, libraries, and school districts on a larger Complete Counts Commission. Everyone is welcome to join this. There's no limitations on participating. And what we're trying to do is getting as many people with as many networks and connections who are trusted with various members of the various communities so that people have someone they're comfortable with to talk to about what is the census, why is it important, why should I take the time to do it when spring rolls around. And that's been really positive. We've been trying to support those people, and it's been wonderful that our Board of Commissioners has actually approved funding for some basic mini grants for people who want to do events, who want to do different types of marketing, maybe translations into different languages, canvassing, whatever it would take to get the word out and to provide information to people about the census, again, from someone who's trusted from their individual communities.
Ruth Kraut, the health department does community needs assessments, and it is constantly evolving. As you look at the current needs of the county and project forward as to what those needs will be in the future, is the funding as it stands today adequate, and do you think that the census might help or hinder your ability to provide those services?
I don't think that most people are aware of how much the health department and the Office of Community and Economic Development rely on census data to figure out where are the communities that are most in need, where are things that we need to work on, whether it's healthcare or housing, access to healthcare. Populations move over time. And we rely on census data extensively for a lot of our community health assessment and analysis, for epidemiological studies, study of disease. And so it's really important that way. And keeping on top of that, as we look over time, it's important for looking in the past, but it's also really important as we look and plan for the future, where we know where there are pockets of, say, extreme poverty or, you know, Washtenaw County is an aging population, mm-hmm. and maybe we need to adapt some things for that. So it's really important for us that way.
Teresa Gelati, when that census information starts coming in after the 2020 count, what is the first thing you're going to go to and look at?
That's a great question because I get really excited when the census data rolls in. I probably am going to look at the change in populations, where the growth has happened, if there's any decline just overall. Between 2000 and 2010, we saw a lot of our smaller communities like the Salines, the Chelseas, the Dexters growing very rapidly, which is something I'd want to track very, you know, probably right away. I'm also going to be looking at any populations that have moved. Like the health department has done a great job with the Latino community, taking a look at where they live and what their needs are. I want to see if they have been moving, that community is living in certain parts of the county, if that's changed or grown. And then when we get time to really dig in, we're going to probably look at housing, changes in housing. Has there been, again, movement of populations? There's a lot of concern around affordability and housing costs. So we're going to be looking if there's any displacement, specifically of communities of color. That'll be one thing that we're going to try and look at right away.
As we've talked about, all of these essential services in one way or another are related. So how are the two offices we have represented here today working with one another on a continuous basis, but also how you'll work together post-census information?
We work together quite closely, actually, and particularly around issues of equity. The health department has a new website called Health for All Washtenaw, and the Office of Community and Economic Development has the Opportunity Index. But I think it's worth pointing out that the census has moved to where they're doing a lot of annual surveying through the American Community Survey. But at its core, the census itself every 2 years is key to the denominator for all of the enumeration. That's not just who our representatives are, but also how we offer services. And so we work very closely with the Office of Community and Economic Development on this.
One of the other ways that we've actually followed the lead of the health department is looking for communities that maybe have not been represented well and trying to make sure we're doing ongoing engagement with those communities. And this could be anything from a low-income community, a community of color, just folks that aren't as engaged or at the table at decision making, and those are areas that we want to focus. And that's something we actually start with the census, and then we start to check with the community. Here's something we're seeing. Does this play out with you?
Each of you, what's your elevator pitch to those who might be wary of participating in the census? Ruth?
The census has tons of confidentiality restrictions. They're not going to be asking about citizenship. They don't care whether your name is on the lease. They just want to know, where are you living and who are you? And it's totally confidential, and it's not a very long survey, so just do it.
We have talked about privacy and security as part of this Census 2020 series in the past, which is so vitally important. Teresa, your elevator pitch for participation.
It's going to take less than 10 minutes, and it's going to bring thousands of dollars in the community.
Thank you for your contributions to today's conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Teresa Gelati, who serves as director of the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development, and Ruth Crowder, who is deputy health officer at Washtenaw County Public Health, our guests on Census 2020. As mentioned, we'll continue these conversations each month leading up to the national population count, and you can follow along on air and online at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.